This is your dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Starting from humble beginnings, Nick has been beating the markets for over two decades. He shares with you his take on the profitable trades that will have you moving towards financial freedom in no time at all. To see an in-depth review of his track record and much more, go to inthemoneystocks.com.
Well, we are back again with Master Trader Nick Santiago. I'm Kerry Lutz. This is your daily market wisdom, and today is Cinco de Mayo. That's 5/5/20. And Nick, well, this is show number 27. Interesting things going on in the market. For those of you out there expecting a major pullback, well, what's the story there, Nick?
Well, I think we might have gotten it. That was the major pullback, you know, about two days last week, and you know, markets are bouncing up. Now, we still can remain choppy. We might even pull back some more. We can't rule that out. But, you know, all the things that I'm looking at, this market still wants to go higher. And I'm not seeing, you know, any major sell signal yet. And right now, I think it's still more up. There's still more upside in the cards. Doesn't mean it's going to be every day, you know, a 300, 400 point up day in the Dow Jones. What it means is that you'll get backing and filling. You'll get, you know, sell-off days. But right now, the markets have held up very, very well. And in fact, if you just take a look at a chart, you'll see that really since maybe you look at April 9th, April 10th, we've really just been doing what we call a cha-cha. Up a few days, down a few days, up a few days, down a few days. And I love that. That's what you want to see. If you want to see higher share prices, you want to see markets continually dance in the same place. You don't want to see big, wild swings. Just want to see consolidation is what we call it. And we're definitely seeing that in the charts right now.
So we're seeing consolidation and consolidation before a major advance. So we're not seeing distribution then, I guess, is the point.
I'm not seeing it at all. I know last week we had a couple of sell days. In fact, if you take a look at May 1st, which was the first day of May, yeah, we sold off pretty hard going into the weekend. But last night, or yesterday, I should say, over the weekend, we had, you know, dire news from Warren Buffett. I mean, he was as doom and gloom as I've ever seen him. And, you know, he dumped his entire airline stake. He was, you know, saying, I have no clarity. And the markets actually came in Monday. And yesterday, they actually finished positive. So when you finish positive on the back of bad news, or even, you know, somewhat terrible news, that's a bullish indication, at least short term. So yeah, that was really, really good, strong action and a very, very bullish signal as far as I could see.
Yeah, and we were down through much of the day, and then it finished on its highest point, which is bullish also, right?
Yeah, I mean, yes, yesterday or even going into Sunday night, the futures were down over 50 points, and all of the major indexes actually finished positive yesterday in the green, including the Russell 2000, which represents, you know, small cap businesses in the United States.
Yeah. So we're looking pretty good on that front. And let's see. So crude oil, well, we already mentioned yesterday that the amount of driving has doubled in the past 3 weeks. I kind of see it around me, although we're off season now, so it's hard to really know exactly how much driving is going on in the rest of the country. But it seems like people have had enough and they're just not going to stay down anymore.
Seems like that. And you have crude oil today up another $3.30. That's a 16% jump. Now, you know, we're looking at June crude trading at $23.71. Who would think 2 weeks ago the May crude would go negative by nearly 40 points? And now we're talking about crude sitting at around 23 and change. It's quite remarkable. But if you get these economies opened up, and this is something that we said on this program, you know, you're going to start to use up that fuel. That's really what it comes down to. And if they could get these airlines going, which I don't really see a reason why they can't, all you have to do is use that 5-minute test everybody before they get on an airplane. I think people will be very, very happy about that. They'll start flying more. And, you know, then you'll really use up crude. We'll see crude go to $30-$35 a barrel in a heartbeat.
Right. Hey, the major oil companies, the Exxons, the Royal Dutch Shell, I think Royal Dutch cut their dividend, but Exxon hasn't yet. Is there a dividend play at work here for Exxon?
Well, it could be, but I'd be honest. I don't ever trade a stock for dividends. I always tell all of my members, don't. We trade stocks for pattern to give us a gain, or pattern to give us a gain on the downside if we're shorting. So right now, though, when I look at all of the energy stocks, Exxon, Chevron, if you want to use the ETF for energy stocks, which is the XLE, they are all looking very, very good on the charts right now. These charts are holding up very, very well. Now, they're not going to go straight up in a straight line, but for the first time in a long time, we're seeing these patterns looking really, really constructive for more upside. And that's a positive, too. And that's also telling us that energy stocks could have some more room to run. And you know, that's probably on the back of, you know, stronger crude oil prices. So let's see how this shapes out. But, you know, full disclosure, I own call options in BP. And that's up, you know, 3.5% today, sitting at around $24. I mean, this thing looks like it wants to break out to $30. So there's some really, really good patterns in a lot of the energy stocks. In fact, if you take a look at Chevron, I mean, that's a very strong chart as of right now. ExxonMobil has been holding up very well. ConocoPhillips is another name that's been very, very strong as of late. And if you just take a look at the XLE, I mean, you know, it's at 37 now. This looks like it wants to go to $45, maybe 46. So there's some good upside strength in the energy stocks right now. And I haven't been able to say that for a long, long time.
And I know you don't look at dividends, but the forward dividend yield on Exxon is somewhere around 8 to 10%. Same with BP. So not so much as you're looking for cash flow, because that's not how you do this, although there are those of you out there who do. But in terms of a stock perhaps being undervalued, yielding like more than any other investment, there is the possibility they'll cut their dividend. I don't know about Exxon, BP, perhaps they're up at 10.8% forward dividend yield. But as a stock that's undervalued, that could really be an indicator.
It could be. And in all fairness, I mean, I'm always a little bit weary whenever dividends are that big, right? So whenever you have, you know, a 8 to 10% dividend, it's usually for a company that's in some trouble. Now, these stocks have been absolutely annihilated and hammered, but these integrated energies, I mean, they're very diverse. So, you know, we'll see how they play out. But, you know, as you've referenced, and as I said before, I don't play these stocks for the dividend. I like to play them for the gains that I think is coming in the share price. But, you know, if you get a dividend in between, that's pretty nice as well.
Yeah. Yeah. If you get a dividend and it just is undervalued, because when, you know, as a valuation of the indices, when you do a multiple of dividends or a dividend yield and you see it's down to 1.5 to 2%, that could show that you're hitting a peak, hitting a top, right?
Yeah, it can, and sometimes it does. But for me, Kerry, just everybody knows I'm just a pure chartist. So when I look at these things, you know, a lot of oil, especially the midsize and smaller oil companies, in order to survive, will probably not only have to cut their dividend, maybe even eliminate it. So, you know, it's a little bit risky to look at it on the dividend front. But right now, I got to say, the energy charts are looking pretty decent, and, you know, we'll stick with them right now.
All right. So now we get back to travel and leisure, and you think there's some interesting patterns there, huh?
Yeah, I'm watching a lot of different patterns unfold in SeaWorld and Six Flags, Cedar Fair, which is a big amusement park in Ohio. Also Disney. You know, Disney's, I think they're the primary part of their revenue comes from the amusement park. So this is definitely starting to shape out. Today, in fact, I believe Disney had a big downgrade in the stock. While it's not having a stellar day, it's positive. You know, it's up 32 cents today. It was up even a little higher earlier. So, yeah, I'm keeping these on my radar. I actually like the setups that they're making. I also like the hotel stocks, as I told you before. They're all going to report earnings this week. So I'll be looking to get into those hotel stocks shortly after the earnings announcements. Hopefully they sell off after the earnings and that'll get them a little bit cheaper. But, yeah, I like what's happening here on all of these amusement parks. Now, I don't know the story of how they're going to let people into the parks if they ever reopen or how they're going to reopen. But again, I got a solution for it, and it's that 5-minute test. It's real simple.
Yeah. Yeah, well, especially if it's a swab test. I mean, hell, if a cop can pull over a motorist and test for 18 different drugs that they might have on their possession, then why can't there just be a spit test and you find out right away if the person's got it, if they have antibodies, whatever, and you move on so everybody's protected.
I agree. I agree 100%. And just think about it. Why are we making this so difficult? It doesn't even have to be a difficult thing. I mean, you know, as far as what we talked about on this program weeks ago with the airlines potentially being able to open up with a 5-minute COVID test, I mean, I think that's a game changer. I only heard one person talk about it, not even an airline CEO. It happened to be Ron DeSantis, the governor of the state of Florida. So it's pretty amazing. But, you know, little common sense can go a long way in this in the environment.
Well, maybe DeSantis is listening to the show, or perhaps one of his aides is. So we give a shout out if you are. Think about that 5-minute test. It's going to be available imminently, and it could make all the difference as far as reassuring the public. I don't think it's really going to make any difference. I think the epidemic, the pandemic has peaked. We're seeing that the number of new cases really is dropping. I mean, they go zigzag, sawtooth, but the trend is inexorably down. And we saw the places where it was the worst, they're barely reporting any new cases anymore. And you can expect that to be the trend throughout the country. Florida partly reopened. I have to admit, I'm actually getting a haircut today, but somebody's coming to my house to cut my hair because you don't want to be seen in public getting your hair cut, right, Nick?
No, you don't want to be seen in public. I guess that's still taboo. But, you know, I mean, let these people open up. Let them make a living already. I mean, these are the people that are getting hurt out there. Is the barber, is the nail salon people, is the, you know, these are the people that are really suffering, the people that go to work every day and they grind it out. And, you know, you got to let these people go to work and make money.
Yeah. Yep. That's it for sure. Right now, we know now, we've got the analytics, we've got the statistics in, the infection rates, and while it might be more contagious than the common flu, the mortality rate is not that much higher by any account, anywhere from less than the mortality rate of influenza to double the mortality rate, somewhere in between there, with the exception of New York, hasn't overwhelmed the healthcare system, hasn't overwhelmed the hospitals, you know, isolated areas, but for the most part, the system actually held up. Perhaps we panicked a little too much and we're going to have, you know, many hundreds of years of ventilated supplies of ventilators and surgical masks and, you know, PPE. We'll have like lifetime supply of this, but I guess there's worse money that the government wastes. There's worse instances of the government throwing away money, right?
I would say that's an understatement.
Yeah, exactly. It's an understatement. And you know, hey, it's just what the government does, let's face it. So looking ahead, things are going to open up, and it seems very slow. But once it starts unfolding, like I said, last night in the town I was in Florida, in Martin County, there was a few restaurants open. The one main restaurant was like amazing place. They social distanced as best as they could. Nobody cared. And because anybody who was out there eating wasn't really obsessing over whether they were going to get the virus or not.
Yeah, I mean, we're at that stage now where people are just fed up. They've had it. And again, you know, if you get civil unrest, then you really got a problem besides the coronavirus. So, again, we'll see how this all plays out, but it's good to see the markets holding up pretty nicely here. It's good to see businesses starting up around the country. We've got 31 states, I believe, now. Hopefully more will follow, and, you know, we'll just learn from it as you go. But it really is very, very refreshing to see these companies, these businesses start to make money again.
Yeah, that's for sure. And amen to that. One final thing, because we always talk about gold and silver, and they've been holding up pretty well. The chart pattern, what are we looking at here?
So today we have gold down a little bit, which I think is fine. It's down about $10. I'd love to see it pull back some more just because it was overbought. It was extended, but I love what it's doing. It's consolidating at the moment. If you look at gold miners, they're down 22 cents. I mean, that's beautiful consolidation. anytime you consolidate, you're ultimately looking to go higher. Today we have silver actually catching a very, very nice little bid. That's up about 1.4% on spot at 1501 an ounce. And if you look at the SLV chart, it looks really, really constructive for more upside. So I like silver right now. That's my play. Okay. And I will get back into gold mining stocks very shortly on more of a pullback. But right now, I don't see any problem in that area. Gold and silver are still holding up very, very well. And this is what you want to see. You don't want to see them run loose and go parabolic, because when that happens, then you know you're in for a bigger correction. Right now, consolidation is the key.
All right. And there was one stock we talked about like right after the crash. It was a former, it was a company that I've worked with a lot in the past, Sandstorm. And it was about $4 when you said it was a definite buy. And that stock is now, last time I looked yesterday, $8.12.
There you go. I mean, it's just been an incredible move in a lot of these different names. I've been in the GDX, which is the gold miners ETF, so I could play all of the big gold miners together. And I've taken two trades on that, and they've been basically for over, you know, almost 40%. And that's just an incredible trade.
All right. Well, Nick, we will pick up where we left off tomorrow, and just go over to Nick's site, inthemoneystocks.com. His record's there. It speaks for itself. A whole bunch of other useful information. Follow Nick on Twitter at ITMS, as in the Money Stocks. And you can email us any questions or comments. Noticed on the YouTube, a lot of people have feedback. The email address is kl@kerrylutz.com, kl@kerrylutz.com. Nick, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you, Kerry.
This is your dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Starting from humble beginnings, Nick has been beating the markets for over two decades. He shares with you his take on the profitable trades that will have you moving towards financial freedom in no time at all. To see an in-depth review of his track record and much more, go to inthemoneystocks.com.